This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
So what is this show all about? This show is about the car hobby, the hobby that car guys and gals all love. Why do we love it? It takes us to a better place in our own heads, because that's where it all happens, isn't it? Brian Moody's on the line, executive editor, autotrader.com, my buddy, my pal. Brian, you know, it's funny. I get into my car, and I got into my Dodge Demon this morning. Yes, our show is brought to you by Dodge, but I have a Dodge Demon, and I love the living hell out of it. That's all I can say. But the point is, I got in that car, and from the second it started, it has this exhaust note that sung inside of my body. It's like, rah, 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 rah. And it's just like, oh, man, does that sound good. And then I put it in gear, and I gave it a little gas. And the sound of the exhaust, it's just music. I don't even know that I've turned on the music in that car, and it's got a rockin' stereo. I just like listening to the sound of the engine and the exhaust and the power. And it takes me back to where I was like 16 when life was simple, you know?
So, well, sometimes that's all the soundtrack you need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I know why people love cars, you know, but to me, there's something to that experience that takes us back to a better place in time when we didn't have the stress of life and business and family and relationships that no matter what, no matter how great your family is, it still takes a lot of energy to, you know, to keep all those things, all the balls juggling in the air, so to speak. But when you get in a car and turn it on and give it a little gas, all it takes is your big toe. A little gas from your big toe. Anyway, so what is going on in the world of Brian Moody? I heard you took some crazy road trip to Charleston, South Carolina.
Here's the reason for the road trip was that they're opening a Volvo factory in Charleston, of all places. So here's the crazy thing is that, you know, it's on the outskirts. It's in a rural part of the state. Volvo's, you know, promised to electrify all of their cars by 2019. They have these self-driving cars. They're experimenting with all this stuff, the future of kind of the automobile and safety and, you know, how no harm will come to anybody by 2020. All these things that Volvo has been promising. And now they build a factory in South Carolina. So the car of the future is being built by rural South Carolinians. Just want you to let that sink in for a second.
And by a company owned... let's see. It's a Swedish car company owned by the Chinese.
Yes. with a majority. Yeah. So if you
but it's
were
an American car.
People. Well, that's true. It's built in America.
Right.
The S60 is anyway. If you were to ask these people in high school, hey, what do you think the chances are that you'll be living here and building a Swedish car, partly owned by a Chinese company that's sold to American drivers? I bet you all 100% would have said there's no chance of that.
I know.
And yet, here we are.
Right.
So,
well, you know, that's the world right now.
On the way, that's right. On the way to Charleston, I've been before. Have you ever been? I didn't really like it as much as I thought I would.
I was years ago in Charleston, but I have nice memories, but all I have is nice memories. I don't even remember what they are.
Just so blazing hot. I couldn't really...
Yeah.
And then also there was the faint scent of garbage everywhere I went.
Mm.
Now, maybe that was me. Maybe that was the place. I don't really know.
But you know what? This goes back to how I started the show. First of all, it was hot. Hot can be miserable. If you got unlucky and were downwind of a garbage dumpster, that destroys that experience. If I got in my...
For the whole week?
Right. Well... Okay, so, but it's still...
It's a very mobile garbage dumpster we're talking about.
It's stuck with you that you're never probably going to want to go back again.
I smell it right now, actually.
It's so sad. But I tell you what, those experiences we have stick with us for a lifetime. Forever, you're going to go, I went there once for a week and it smelled like trash the whole time and it was hot. And it'll be in the middle of winter and it'll be snowing and you're going to go, but it's so hot there.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened on the trip that really changed my...
Hold it. I got to play this in the summertime. It gets hot in the summertime. I got to take a break, too. We'll come back. We're talking to Brian Moody. Road trip to Charleston, South Carolina to visit the new Volvo factory. And he also drove a Mazda CX-9. He says it may be a Lexus RX alternative, luxury sport utility type crossover. Anyway, whatever that means anymore. We're going to be right back. It's The Drive. Stay with us. See what you can find.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Wow, I feel good. Yep, I do. Brian Moody's on the line. I am in the part of the country where the climate is nice. I'm having 75-degree days. It's not humid. That's where I live, in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon. We're right in the middle of town. It says, it's the climate, Brian Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sorry, brother.
I do love me some Oregon. Here's how you know it's hot. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You know it's hot when you're in Charleston, and you say to yourself, I can't wait to get back to Atlanta where it's more comfortable.
Oh,
and I actually did say that to myself. That's how you know it's hot.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny. I was watching the news earlier this week, and evidently they had, like, power outages, rolling brownouts or whatever they call them in California. But the wires were melting. The power was out because everybody was turning on their air conditioning because it was so sweltering hot. There is something so nice about driving a luxury car when it's burning hot or freezing cold outside, and it has, like, I have a truck, a Ram, 2017 Ram,
yeah,
air-conditioned seats. Blows air conditioning.
I know.
Yeah, in your seat.
Cooled seats.
Love it.
Are the new thing. I mean, that's, I don't care about heated. I don't care about the cameras. Cooled seats, that's the thing for me.
You know what? And I agree with you. The problem with the heated seats is it makes me want to have a bowel movement every single time. It's like, don't turn that on or we're going to have to pull over. It just makes my colon go crazy.
Well, next drive, I'm going to turn yours on without telling you.
No,
see how
please.
That goes.
Now, listen, the last time we were together, well, not the last time because I remember we were together recently, but when we were in Iceland, that would have been a problem because we were on a glacier somewhere. There would have been something hot sliding down the side of the ice. That's all I can say. Anyway, well, let's talk about this Mazda CX-9. You said that it may be a Lexus RX alternative. Why do you say that?
Well, this is happening with a lot of non-luxury brands. You have their top-of-the-line sedan or the top-of-the-line SUV. It's really a luxury car, even though it doesn't come from a luxury brand. So take, for example, the Chevy Impala, you know, Premier. That's a luxury car, I think, by most measures, but it's not a luxury brand. The Mazda CX-9 has the signature version, which is their top of the line. And the interior, the materials, the turbocharged engine, the heated seats, it has everything that you would expect from a Lexus RX, except it's about, you know, it ends, its top out price is about where the Lexus RX begins. And we're talking about adaptive cruise control. We're talking about, you know, sophisticated camera. The one thing it doesn't have, and I think this is a big mistake on their part, doesn't have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto.
Oi!
That being said, I know, there's almost no excuse for that these days.
I know.
But the rest of it really comes off like a much nicer than expected luxury SUV in every way. Like, it even has a little LED light that kind of lights up the grill. That kind of stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so I was really impressed on this road trip with the way that it works, the way that it looks, and the way that, you wouldn't stay at a luxury hotel in Charleston. It's called the Belmont. It's a very nice place, Charleston Place Hotel. And the car fit right in. Like, right. It wasn't like, you know how sometimes you go to a luxury place and you're like, who's this guy with the, you know, with the 65 Corvair? It wasn't like that, it, you know, or the Yaris or whatever.
Corvair! Oh, my God. Where did you come up with a Corvair? Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I was thinking Chevy Celebrity, but I thought that would be too obscure.
Okay, you have just said two cars that I haven't even thought of for the last 12 years, but that's funny. And I used to own a Corvair. That's the best part. All right, so the one thing you left off, and I got to tell you, I think the Mazda styling that Mazda is putting out right now, all of the Mazdas, and the CX-9 turned my head. Now, I'm a weird car guy. You know that. You're a weird car guy, too. But when your head turns and goes, what's that? When it's a, you know, crossover kind of vehicle that I don't really care about, it's because they've made it, I don't know, they may have had that something, whatever that something is that makes you turn your head.
That certain something. Je ne sais quoi.
There you go. I don't know what you just said, but it sounds good with perhaps some butter on it. I don't know. Let me take another break.
That's what they're selling, is that fancy, hard to quantify something.
Right. Well, all right. The whole story you can find out about the Mazda CX-9. The one thing about Auto Trader and autotrader.com is they have a lot of content, a lot of editorial content, videos, and stories like this by guys like Brian. Brian's the executive editor. He only hires people that are not nearly as smart as him, so it goes downhill from there. That's why he's on the radio with me. Brian, I'm playing with
or
you.
Or smarter.
Road trip to Charleston, and you can find out about the Mazda CX-9, autotrader.com. Snoop around in there a little bit. We're going to come back and talk about the 10 most affordable vehicles to insure. Now, there's something to learn from us there from this whole thing, because insurance, you know, Geico says you can save 15%, whatever. I won't go. You know what I was going to say anyway. Now you're saying in your head, I gotcha.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I am Alan Taylor, and I'm happy to be on your radio station or in your headphones with the podcast. We've been on the radio for about 25 years talking about cars, having fun with cars, having fun with guys like Brian Mutimus Maximus, Brian Moody, executive editor, autotrader.com, the Mutimeister. Yes.
But, Alan, I'm only 25 years old. How could that be?
Well, you know, I've been known. Anyway, 10 most affordable vehicles to insure, autotrader.com/car news, top 10 most affordable vehicles to insure in 2018. What are they?
Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Right. One breath. I got it all out in one breath.
Well, that is true. Mercury, this is from Mercury Insurance. So we just ran the article covering Mercury's data. Mercury Insurance says, you know, don't think about model year, don't think about new or user, just taken as a whole, some of the least expensive cars to insure, and as you see this list are some of the cars that are the least expensive to buy. One of them I'm really surprised by, but I'm not surprised by the Honda Fit, the Ford Fiesta, the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot. Those cars are all reliable. I think it says something about the drivers and the way that they drive them. The Ford Edge, the Mazda 3, Hyundai Elantra, Toyota Sienna, and Nissan Versa. The one that I'm surprised about that's on the list is the Mini Countryman. I don't know why that would be
bizarre.
Yeah, it is, because typically those cars are a little bit more expensive to repair. They're more of a specialty type of proposition, whereas every other car on the list is like, look at what we have. Honda, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Toyota, Nissan. They're all mainstream brands where they sell hundreds of thousands of those over the lifetime of the cars, if not millions. And then here we have the Mini, which is kind of an anomaly. Anyway, it's one of those things that, like, people don't always think, well, how much does this car go? There's a lot of hidden costs when you buy a car. I found this out when we bought, my wife and I bought a Nissan Pathfinder, and we got the Platinum Edition, the nicest one. Well, it has like 20-inch wheels. Okay, it looks cool, it's comfortable, but when I went to go replace the tires, it was like $2,000 in tires. I wasn't expecting to spend, I was thinking like, maybe $1,000.
Right.
But because of the size, and they were, you know, performance radials, whatever. Anyway, it's one of those things that you don't always think about, but if you're looking for a low overall cost of ownership, consider one of these cars, Honda Fit, Honda CR-V, Mazda 3, Toyota Sienna, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so this whole story, again, available at autotrader.com, 10 most affordable vehicles to insure in 2018.
People overlook that, don't you think?
Well, you know what? I think we as human beings are very impulsive creatures. We see something and go, oh, that's cute. Oh, I love that color. Oh, I've always wanted to drive, you know, a whatever, sports car, hatchback, Suburban, whatever. And we go in and we make that decision. It was interesting. I heard a guy, I was at the airport, and the guy behind me was talking to his friend about a car salesman. He says, I was going to buy a car. And the guy's like, come on, you got to make the decision today. This deal isn't going to last. And it was like pressure, pressure, pressure. And the guy says, man, I told him I got to wait for my wife to get home. She's a nurse. And so I got to talk to my wife. And it was like on and on and on, this guy. And he says, I had to say no. This is a 50-50 relationship. But I was listening to this going, man, there was a guy that was really being thoughtful about his wife and the decision to make a car. More people need to think like that, because the fact is that it's a big, giant decision. When you buy spur of the moment like that, to where you forget about, what is the insurance on my Demon? Oh, my God, it's big. What is the insurance on my Viper? Oh, good Lord. My Viper all by itself, just to give you an example, the insurance is more than an entire car payment with insurance for a regular automobile that you could drive every day, by probably $100 more. It's like $300 a month. It's absurd.
Well, yeah. Let's just see how that works out when I try to drag race you in my Honda Fit.
Well, but again, I'm in this business, and this is a car that is a promotional vehicle, you might say. You know, it's like, this is how I'm justifying it. My wife yells at me and slaps me in the head every day with a newspaper. And, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like you said, I had no idea what it was going to cost to insure that. So this is a big service you guys are providing. Do me a favor before we go. What's the best Suburban for around $10,000?
Well, that is a great, that's a great question. And we came up with a list of those and feel like it's the one that's around the 2000s era. So if you think about the 2000 to 2006, that's the one that we think is the best one. And you know what? Here's what I found. You look at these on Auto Trader, other places where they're for sale, and, you know, those things go 200, 300,000 miles.
I know.
So, you know, the best one is – the code name is GMT800. That's 2000 to 2006. Very comfortable. Lots of options. Lots of, you know – problems. Maybe don't get one with a sunroof because there's leaking issues, but those are the ones that we think are the best, you know, bang for the buck. Just, you know, overall.
Well, here's
that
the deal.
And the 2007 one too.
Even in like 2006, 2007, those things were $40,000 to $60,000. Now they're banging up against $100,000 for the Cadillac version of the Suburban, which is ultimately the same chassis and everything. Obviously nicer in every way, shape, and form, but you get a real, you know, loaded Suburban, you're going to spend $65,000-$70,000. So $10,000 for an 07, if you can find one with 100,000 miles, perhaps, that thing will give you another 100,000 miles worth of service. Yeah. But more importantly,
totally agree.
Buy a aftermarket warranty with it. Get, you know, work that into the deal. Brian Moody, you're the best, brother.
Thank you.
You can find that also at autotrader.com. This is the kind of stuff they do all the time. Like 20 million unique visitors a month or some God-known big giant number. That's autotrader.com, Brian Moody. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to take a break and be right back with more here on The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle segment. Visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, I got to tell you, again, my escape, for some people, it's flying, surfing, skateboarding, horses, dogs, cats, eating, sex, chasing girls, whatever your escape is, mine is cars. And there's one guy that joins me in that constantly. His name is Josh Hancock. He's the Hollywood car consultant, the guy that matches the car with the character in all things film and television. Longtime friend, and I appreciate that friendship, Josh. You know that, even though I abuse you constantly and you abuse me back. It's what guys do to each other, I guess. You know?
I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Oh, shut
and
up.
You're with what? Yeah.
Your bill's overdue. Can you please send a check? What have you been up to, Josh? I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Yes. We all love cars. I was actually in Maine for the week of the 4th of July.
Nice.
And I had a press car in Maine. It was a 2018 Mitsubishi, which I always say wrong and you always correct.
So Mitsubishi, yes, Mitsubishi.
I believe I got it right. Mirage GT, which sounds like a very hot car.
By the way, I'll stop you a little bit along the way. I'm a little ADD today. When you say Mitsubishi, you say it more like it's mashed potato and crispy, like Mitsubishi. It's mashed potato crispy. Mitsubishi.
Okay, this is not helping with phonetics at all. Okay, Mitsubishi.
Right. Oh, jeez. Never mind. Mitsubishi.
No, it's always. You've corrected me live on the air for 15 years. Very embarrassing.
I know.
Right in front of that.
And
I don't think you know how to say it. I think they're laughing at you.
You know what? Break it down. It's MIT, MIT. SU, Mitsu. Bishi, B-I-S-H-I, Mitsubishi, not Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi. There you go. Hey, God, we're hooked on phonics this morning.
That's right. But by the way, okay. I thought they were not even in business anymore, and you're telling me that they're making cars still. What's going on with it?
Well, they are, and they're making this small car, which is very small. It's very tall. It has a 1.2-liter three-cylinder with a CVT transmission.
Oh.
And we kind of laughed, and then it became, because on the small roads in Maine and the busy summer traffic, this car was invaluable.
Oh, really?
This car, you can turn it around in the living room. It's just amazing. I've never driven anything with a tighter turning radius in my life. Very easy to get in and out of. The mileage, I don't know, I got over 40 miles to the gallon with the thing, and that was with mixed driving.
Well,
I thought, oh, you know, I've got this for a week. All the kids loved it, all my nieces and nephews. It's just so funny how something, and here we talk about cars, and because cars can make me really happy, they can make me really unhappy, you know?
Right.
If I had a Chrysler 200, which they don't make anymore, so I can say that, Chrysler. If I had a Chrysler 200, my week would be a little dim.
Well, you know what?
But
that's what's funny about it. I started the show. You didn't hear the beginning. I said, there is something about a car that takes us to a better place inside of our head. And guess what? I've gotten into a mini car like you just did, not mini, like Mini Cooper, but I've gotten into a lot of cars. Let's not confuse things, Josh. I've started out going, oh, geez, I'm at the rental car place, and I get the littlest piece of junk I can, and I'm like, you know, because it's $11 a day. And honestly, I got a car for 11 bucks a day one time. And I got into it was like a Chevy Aveo. And the same thing happened. I went, you know what? This is a damn nice little car for the money. I think they're like $4,900 brand new. I don't know. I'm joking. They're probably 10, 12 grand.
But I think that thing is fun to drive.
Right. And I love the fact that when you get surprised and delighted in that way, because as car guys, I know you own a Mustang and I've got the Demon and we love these performance things, but the average workaday person that, you know, doesn't have the business that we're in to be able to make a big fat excuse to our families and say, that's why I have to buy this fancy car. And they end up buying a little inexpensive car to commute back and forth to work. Workaday Joe, workaday Sally, just need to get to work and get there reliably. They buy these cars and then they're like, they love them. They swear by them. I mean, Subaru, it's a perfect, they love them, you know?
And what this reminded me of was being in Europe, being in France, and having a small car there and how wonderful it is to run around in the city because you have a small car. And this really moves on to my list of suggesting this automobile to the right people. This is a great little car. Huh. I love how tall it is and the rest of it. But anyway, it's that surprise. And also, I mean, you got that Aveo because you're cheap.
I am.
I didn't want to pass over that. I have at times stepped up at the rental agency when I shouldn't have, just because I couldn't see myself driving the Chrysler 200 with the retractable metal top. You know, they did make that car.
I know. That's the one I got in trouble with, by the way. On with Regis Philbin on Regis and Kelly 20 years ago or whatever it was. He says, who can sit in the back seat? I said, I don't know. I was thinking Forrest Gump, Colonel Dan. He was an amputee, right? Colonel whatever his name was. And I was thinking, oh, what is he? Well, only a person with no legs could sit in the back seat of some of these cars. Poorly designed. I mean, this is, you know, cars today, they think of everything. They don't leave anything out. And, man, they had people were flipping out. And I was like, okay, well, my point is you can't be in the back seat if you have legs because there's nowhere to put them, you know? So, yeah, I know. I know. It's very insensitive, and I apologize to anybody that's had that happen. But the point is there was no leg room at all. The front seat was touching the back seat.
But the point is, here's your car.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, I, in fact, do remember that.
I know, well.
I did get into a little bit of trouble.
It was a bad day. It was a bad day.
Five, and I had to bite on a popsicle stick at that time.
I'm an idiot.
Something else funny happened to me. So I do a charity event every year in my family's name to benefit a hospital, and we're doing it at a big resort called the Cliff House, which hangs out over the edge of the, well, it's a cliff. I don't know if you missed that in the name.
Yeah, I figured that, yeah.
But I'm out there, and all of a sudden I start seeing, you know, one after another, the new Genesis C70, which is not out.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing their ride and drive at that resort.
Ah, I know they are because a bunch of my friends are out there, and I opted not to go all the way across the country for a day to drive a car. It's like, that's a long way to go. Wait till it goes to the press fleet so I can drive it locally.
It's 3 miles from my house, by the way.
Are you serious? Ah, see how I've known that? You know.
Yeah. I run into the people putting the event on who I've known for years. They run a company out of Cleveland. And they're like, oh, you're here for the ride and drive. I'm like, no, I live 3 miles down the road.
All right, hold tight. We're going to talk a little bit about Hollywood and what you do day to day and the movies you're working on, and give us any inside scoop. We, you know, car guys that we are, you and I, and a lot of the folks that listen across the country and around the world because of the podcast, you know, we love cars. We talk about, oh, geez, that's the wrong car for the movie. What is that? That car wasn't even made when this movie was supposedly happening. That's Josh's job to make sure you don't sit there and have an argument with your best pal about, you know, when the Corvair was, you know what I'm saying. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, our show brought to you in part by Bridgestone. We appreciate their support. They're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Bridgestone. Josh Hancock calling in from, did you say in the commercial break, Iola, Wisconsin? What are you doing there?
Yes, I'm in Iola, Wisconsin for the Iola Car Show, which is a huge car show, by the way.
Yeah. I'm sure. People like Henry Winkler probably show up there.
They expect 150,000 people.
And Henry Winkler is actually going to be there?
I gave you that information, Alan. So use it. Yes, Henry is here. He's going to be a judge as well about movie cars. The theme this year is movie cars, and that's why I'm here.
Awesome.
That's a beautiful facility, fairground, out in the middle of nowhere, and yet they attract 150,000 people.
Whoo, baby. Wow. Well, that's kind of cool. Right?
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing everything up here because you're going to see things that you don't see. You know, we get used to seeing cars in California that show up and they're amazing, but you've seen them before, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love the fact that, you know, more and more we're seeing the value of cars even be worth more. I mean, for example, you know, I went and did something with the Bullet Mustang from, you know, the movie Bullet with Steve McQueen. They say that car is worth $4 to $5 million, and it's just – it's a wretched machine. It's the original thing, original paint, rusted, and it's just a – you know, you would look at that and go, I'd probably pay $1,800. Nope, $4 to $5 million. And he's already – he said he was offered $4 million and turned it down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is how I spend half my day. People want me to value cars for the provenance that has – been given them from the movies. There's a car for sale right now, a Saab convertible from that movie about the wine country.
Oh, that's a great note.
Anyway, that's how forgettable it is.
You're right.
And the guy calls me. It's an '83 convertible, and yes, it was in the film, and yes, the actors were in it. So he goes. I said, "So what do you want?" He said, "I'm going to let it go for $50,000.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, okay. You know, the Ferris Bueller Ferrari, that California, which is not real, is for sale for $85,000 right now. And I'd rather give you $85,000 for that car.
What did you just say? Did you say Ferris Bueller?
Here we go.
I'm sorry I had to do it, you know.
To get your music files back? Or
no,
something?
I literally was going to play that song on the way out.
Okay.
Oh, my
Look,
God.
You should know that Top Gun is coming back.
So I knew that you had something to do with it. What do you know about the remake of Top Gun?
I have a meeting this week. I don't know if I'm going to have anything to do with it.
Oh, well, you were gunning for it, Top Gun. Get it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
snappy today, brother. Snappy.
Reaching well below the waterline. Yes, Tom Cruise, no secrets, doesn't come back as a fighter pilot, but will come back as an instructor.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
And it will be full of product placement, I will say that, which, you know, why not? You've got a big movie like that. It's Michael Bay, it's Bruckheimer, it's like put in some great current stuff.
You know what's funny? I said it on the way out of the last break, and we've got a minute and a half or so before I have to take another one. It's interesting. Guys like you and me will watch a movie like Bullet. We talked about that. How many hubcaps came off of that Charger?
Yeah, like six.
Right? Was it a Charger or a Challenger? Whatever the heck.
Charger.
Yeah. But the point
on,
is,
Alan,
I'm having a rough day. Leave me alone. The point is, how many years has the world of car guys resented the fact that somebody didn't catch the fact that there's only four hubcaps, yet we see six flying off? So it must be a dually. It's a dually. That's what it is. The inner hubcap just came. Oh my God.
It's the fact that we see that little Volkswagen Beetle about 9 times.
Yeah.
As well,
you know. I know. Well, we noticed that. The average person, they don't care. They don't notice it. But when the car guy, fanatic, lunatic, fringe, crazy car guy like me or Josh watch a movie, that stuff got to be right. Otherwise, you know what? You know what it is? It's wrong. You know what's wrong?
Yep.
I got to take a commercial break, but somebody's got to do it. We got to pay the bills here. Josh Hancock is on the line all the way from, I don't know where, some crazy place on the East Coast. Going to be judging a car show. This is The Drive. We're just having some fun. We hope you guys enjoy this kind of blather. If not, I don't know. That's a real problem right there. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
You know, our show brought to you in part by Craftsman. I've been working with Craftsman so long that I don't even remember how long it's been, like a decade or more, but it's been a long time. But they are now owned by Stanley Black & Decker. Stanley Black & Decker is huge. They're like 175 years old. I'm serious. Look it up. It's crazy. They just celebrated that crazy milestone, and they own many tool companies, and they really, really know their stuff when it comes to making tools. And they're relaunching this entire brand, so I invite all of you to re-engage with Craftsman. Check it out. Go to craftsman.com. And check out what is about to happen. Whatever your niggly problems have been with the brand in the past will be gone. That's all I can tell you, because this great brand, Stanley Black & Decker, is now in control. And yeah, they'll still be available in Sears and Ace Hardware and Lowe's. And I mean, you're going to see Craftsman everywhere. Josh Hancock joining us. Josh, do you have any Craftsman tools?
I do. In Maine, I have Craftsman tools.
Can I ask you? Do you have a Craftsman?
No.
I want to hear your Craftsman story. I'll come there and punch you in the throat. Tell me your story.
No, it was one of those things. You know, my uncle was the one that always bought me the tools. And because he was a big fix-it guy. My father could not screw in a light bulb, but my uncle taught me all of that.
Wasn't your uncle a police officer?
He was.
Yeah.
He was a captain in the state police. And a big car guy, probably why I was a car guy.
Yeah.
I'm a car guy.
Right.
Although I believe I was born with it. And so it was a big deal. He gave them to me in, like, June. My birthday's in July. He goes, I have an early present for you. Because I was working. I had bought a Jeep, and I was working on it. And it was like I still have that set, one of the greatest gifts I ever got.
Wow. You know what? We are in July, and for some reason, I'm having a complete brain fart, cannot remember your birth date. I will look it up and send you an amazing set of Craftsman tools for your birthday, my friend. I honestly am going to do that. And if it's already passed, it'll be a day or two late, whatever, but I have the ability to reach into the great pocket of Craftsman and ask for favors. And you know what? All that we've done together on the radio and working on cars and playing on cars that – you need to be updated, and we're going to update you with some tools for your birthday. And
would be just amazing. I think it would be as exciting as it was back then, because getting tools, if you really love using them, is like, you know, you're ready to take something apart the minute that you get it.
I know. Well, and here's the deal. The tools that they make today, and I don't, when was the last time you bought a tool? I'm just curious. Has it been 10 years maybe?
No.
How many years?
No, that's not because spending more time up in Maine, and there's things to be done, so I have bought a few tools lately.
Have you bought any of these newfangled ones that Craftsman make that are like, you know?
No, but I see them.
Yeah.
And I see them, and I think, wow, where was that in 1981?
Yeah, it didn't exist yet, but I'm sending you a set of those, brother. Because I've got the ability. And you know what? And I'll tell you what, for those listening, I do a TV show with Chris Duke. And Chris, every week, go to motors.com. The show is called Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z, Motors with a Z on the end instead of an S, motors.tv. Every week, Chris gives away tools, toolboxes, all kinds of stuff. Every week with trivia questions and stuff. And I'm going to start doing that more here. But I'm starting here with you, Josh. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I came up with your trivia questions for years.
Yes, you did.
And you would say, that's a terrible question.
Some of them were horrible.
Every week we would fight about the questions.
Some of them were horrible.
Winning questions. You use many of them to this day. I see them online.
Oh, jeez.
And one of the funniest things is when we used to argue and Dick Messer would be in the room. And, of course, he was alive in 1878 when we were talking about some of this stuff. And he would refute it and say, no, I was there with Henry Dodge. It wasn't true. Oh, my God.
So I'm playing in the background. You're going to hear it when I shut up. Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. Tools for people that are handy can help you to make your dreams come true. And we made John Oates' dream come true because he had sold all his tools and he's got a new Porsche, a new 1956 Porsche that he's having restored. And he had no tools, so we hooked him up with a set of tools. We're hooking you up, Josh Hancock. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for everything you've done all the years. I love you. You're my friend. I got to take a break for some news. Talk to you later, Josh.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Now we got a little news break and another hour of The Drive.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.